Holy Spirit. We're going to learn about baptism in the Holy Spirit. Whenever we say baptism, what do we mean by baptism? For those who were baptized the other day, patience, when we say baptism, what does it mean? The symbol, okay. Sorry?
Come again.
A symbol to the rest of the world that you are born again, okay? But what happens? How are you baptized? Okay, so when we say now someone is baptized in the Holy Spirit, what do you think it will mean? Or have you ever heard of the word baptism in the Holy Spirit? Yes?
Ma'am?
Being full of the Holy Spirit, okay? That's a good one. Being full of the Holy
Spirit.
Okay? And how do you know someone is full of the Holy Spirit? You want to try? Listen, how do you know someone is full of the Holy Spirit? Okay, they will speak in tongues. Okay. So there will be manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Okay. But also, apart from the gifts of the Holy Spirit, what is also very important to know that someone has the Spirit of
God.
They are usually nine. What are those? The fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So it's very important that we not only have gifts of the Holy Spirit, but most important, you must have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Because you can find people who, yes, they can speak in tongues, but they are very angry people. Or they give people prophecies, but they abuse people all the time. Because what is a gift? Gift is something you did not work for.
haja anta ma ishtagaltu au
dine. So gift is a promise, someone I promise I will give you.
Al ata huwa at zolana wa atu ana bidu.
And the Holy Spirit is the gift of the Father.
Wa ruha al-qudus da hadiya min abu.
And is actually the promise of the Father.
Wa hu galiba ma yakuna no da wa'd da.
So I want us to read Luke chapter 24 verse 49.
Na dan nagara Luka 24:49.
Yeah.
Isa 40.
Luke 24 verse 49.
Luka 24 Isa 40.
The Bible says,
الكتاب المقدس يقول,
behold, I send you the promise of my Father upon you. But wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are endowed with power from on high. So Jesus was telling his disciples that I am going to send you the promise of the Father. So that means God had already promised the world that he is going to send the Holy Spirit. But they were told you need to first wait in Jerusalem. They were told to tarry in Jerusalem until they receive the power from on high. And let us read also Acts chapter 1 verse 4 to
8.
So in Acts chapter 1 verse 4 to 8, the Bible says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put by his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea,
Samaria,
and to the ends of the earth. So Jesus, when he was leaving his disciples, he told them, I will not leave you as orphans, but I will ask the Father, and he will send you another helper. So the Bible tells us that when we believe in Jesus, we become born again. And when you are born again, that means you are born of this Word and of the Spirit. So what happens is that the Holy Spirit enters your life. And he gives life to your spirit. Because when Adam sinned, God told Adam, the day you eat of the fruit, you will die. But what died in Adam? It was the spirit that died. His body was alive, but his spirit died. But now when the believer believes in Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside the believer. So now every believer becomes born again. And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19,
الكتاب المقدس قال لنا في كورنثوس الاول 6:19
that don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
قال انت ما عارف انه جسد بتاعك ده هيكل بتاع الروح القدوس.
That means that the body of the believer is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
يعني انا انه الجسد بتاع المؤمن ده هيكل بتاع الروح القدوس.
So what we see is that the disciples, they believed in Jesus and they became born again. But then there is something else that we see in the scriptures about like a second event. And we're going to read from Acts chapter 2 and what is it that happened on the day of Pentecost. The Bible says verse 1, Acts chapter 2 verse 1. That when the day of Pentecost had fully come, and they were all together in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So the Bible tells us that when the disciples were told by Jesus, wait in Jerusalem. And the people who saw Jesus went up were about 500 people. But only 120 people were waiting for Jesus. That they were waiting for the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says they were together in one place. They were in an upper room together. Praying together, worshiping God. And the Bible says suddenly, there is a rushing mighty wind entered. And there was a sound from heaven. And the Bible says, fire, tongues of fire came and divided and went upon every one of them. That means their spiritual eyes were open. And they were able to see tongues of fire. And then the Bible says, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. That means the evidence that they were baptized in the Holy Spirit was that they started to speak with other tongues. And the Bible tells us that they started speaking in many languages. The people there were wondering, how did these Jews know our language? And they said, these ones must have been drunk. They have taken alcohol. But Peter has to stand up in the morning and say, no, it's not possible. It is only 9 a.m. in the morning. Who will be drunk at 9? And say, this is the promise of the Father. This is what the Bible promised, that in the last days I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And So God had promised that he's going to release the Holy Spirit on all human beings.
Rabbana kan wad adwadi wa arkanumashi ifika ruwal kudus le kullu insan.
I know many of us, at times we wonder, you know, when people are speaking in tongues, how are they speaking in tongues? And when they are speaking in tongues, you will say, ah, but what, do they even know what they are saying? Are they just saying anything in their mouth or what? And maybe let me ask, how many years speak in tongues? Question, do you speak in tongues? Not yet. Christian? Not yet. Still, Lisa? Okay, but today you will speak in tongues. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says they were filled with the Holy Spirit. That means it's like water which is filling in your tank. That means you can have the Holy Spirit, but he is not yet full in you. Let us open the Bible to John chapter 7. John chapter 7 verse
37.
And the Bible says, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood out and cried out saying, and saying, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. That means that he's saying that these are things that are available. The Holy Spirit is available to whoever is thirsty. Because there are many people, yes, they have believed in Jesus. They are going to heaven. But they are not full of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus did not want his disciples to go and do any evangelism. Until they receive the full Holy Spirit. Until they receive the power of the Holy Spirit. So the what makes the difference in a believer is when you are full of the Holy Spirit, when you are baptized by the Holy Spirit, then the Bible says you receive power. And then you can become a witness for God. A witness is someone who is saying that Jesus is there. And you can believe him because of what God has changed in me. And how does God make you a witness?
Okay, Rabbana,
by giving you the power of the Holy Spirit. So verse 38 of John chapter 7 says, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly or out of his heart, rivers of water, of living water shall flow. And this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. Look at the words that he's saying, that those who believe in him will receive. That means it is a gift. What is a gift? A gift is someone I say, oh, I will give you 10,000 SSP. Now, if you know I have money, you will start to rejoice. But if praise tells you, I'll give you 10,000, say, ah. So the reason why people don't receive from God is because they don't believe Him. But God Himself said, if you are thirsty, I will give you. And He's speaking about the Holy Spirit. That He says that out of your belly, out of your inner man. That means that the Holy Spirit is not coming from far. But He's coming, He's already inside you. But inside you there is a river. And the Bible says there is a river that flows from the throne of God. That means that with God we cannot exhaust Him. That means the more we ask of Him, the more He is able to fill us. And when He fills us, what happens is that we are receiving what He has given us. In fact, He says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. In fact, if we open the Bible to Luke chapter 11, Luke 11 verse 13. The Bible says, if you then being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? That means God is saying, if you want the Holy Spirit, if you want to be filled by the Holy Spirit, all He's saying is you ask Him. And then He has already said that those who believe in Him, those who are thirsty, out of their belly shall flow rivers.
Nahar and har.
That means not just one river, many rivers of living water. That means every time that you are asking from God, He gives you life. He's giving you life and life again. And this life comes from that river of living water. And this river is the Holy Spirit. In fact, He is like bottomless. That means that you cannot reach the end. Imagine you are trying to dig a hole into the earth. No matter how you dig, it is not ending. Now, that is how our holy God is. And the Bible says, as they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they began to speak with other tongues, and the Holy Spirit enabled them. That means that the person that speaks in other tongues is you. It's not the Holy Spirit that speaks in other tongues. Some people wait for the Holy Spirit to speak for them. Then the prayer is hot. And they can feel something is burning inside. And they're saying, God, my mouth is ready, just speak. No. The Holy Spirit cannot make you speak. It is you to speak in faith. In fact, the Bible says when you speak in tongues, you are speaking mysteries to God. And this you can read in 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. The The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 14, for verse 1, says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, who for no one understands him. But in the spirit, he is speaking mysteries. That means that anyone that is speaking in tongues, that means you are speaking in a language that only God understands. Even demons do not understand it. In fact, God says that the Spirit Himself helps us how to pray. So when you are praying in tongues, and you have the faith that I am not praying in English or in Arabic, but I am praying in the language of God. In fact, Jesus said a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. That means that God is looking for people who are worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. And one of the evidences that you have been filled with the Holy Spirit is that you speak with other tongues. How will you speak in other tongues? Number one, you ask God. Number two, you believe. Number three, you speak in faith. We have said, if a rich man tells you he'll give you money, you are happy. Because he's going to give you. But and God has said, if you ask Him for the Holy Spirit, I will give you. Your job is to believe and to receive. And you say, I receive in Jesus' name. And then you start to give thanks. You start to praise God. You start saying, God, you are good. And as you start to speak in tongues and praising God, then you will find that you are speaking in another language. And God will just release it. And then you will find that you are speaking. And you are speaking. And you are speaking. And people are wondering, hey, even you have become Pentecostal. Is the Holy Spirit. But because people are ignorant, and because people fear, they will say, me, I don't know what I'm saying, so I will not speak in tongues. Or because people say, me, I want to understand. You miss out on the blessing of God. Now let's look at another example. Acts chapter 8. And this is the story where Philip went and preached to Samaria. And from verse 4 it says, Acts chapter 8 verse 4, therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, Hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And for unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed. And the lame were healed. And there was great joy in the city. Verse 14 it says, now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who when they had come down, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For he had not yet fallen upon any of them. And they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And verse 18 says, and when Simon saw that the laying on of hands, that the laying on of hands of the apostles, the power of the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. And he said, give me this power also, that when whoever I lay my hands on may receive the Holy Spirit. And Peter told him, may you and your money perish with you. So we receive the Holy Spirit not only by asking, receiving, and speaking, but also when also the apostles and when the church leaders lay their hands on you. And I can assure you it is still the same way today. You believe, you ask God, you receive, and you begin to give thanks and praise God. And you will find yourself, you are speaking and praying in tongues. I have seen it many times. You pray for people, those that are hungry and thirsty, and immediately they are filled with the Holy Spirit. And they receive the power to witness. You find that now you understand the Bible. You find that prayer is easy. You start to have revelation and dreams. Why? Because the Lord has released the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. This is what God does when he releases the Holy Spirit. I remember one of my friends who was desiring to speak in tongues. And I just shared the same message. And we were actually talking on phone. And I said, I'm going to pray for you on phone. And I believe you're going to speak in tongues. And I started to pray. And I told her, now you start to pray. And before you know it, she started speaking in tongues. I started speaking. I told her, no, my airtime. Now, you continue, eh? Don't stop, eh? But bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
And she spoke in tongues on the phone. The power of the Holy Spirit is not limited by location. It's not by, in fact, even Peter, when he went to the house of Cornelius, the Bible says while he was still speaking, He did not even lay hands on them while he was still speaking. The Holy Spirit fell upon them. That all they needed to do was to believe. All they needed to do was to ask. All they needed to do was to receive. And all they needed to do was to begin to speak. If you are hungry, if you are thirsty, he says, come to the waters and drink. Now, being filled with the Holy Spirit does not mean that you will never fall into sin. But he will give you the power to overcome sin. But it is you to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you. That's why the Bible says, Galatians 5:16, those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. For as many, Romans 8:14, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Walk in step with the Holy Spirit. If you are hungry, he's going to fill you. I remember one of my cousins also told me, I want to speak in tongues. I said, it's okay, you will speak in tongues today. And we started to pray. And we prayed. And he started speaking in tongues. Because he was saying, I see other people are speaking in tongues. I'm seeing other people are speaking in tongues. Why is it not happening? The other time I was with my friend in Pityoel there. And he was also desiring to pray. Yes, you could pray in English. But you could still not pray in tongues. But by believing and receiving and speaking in faith, it is released to you. And God is available today. He is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It reminds me also one final one. There's another lady also in the youth ministry. We also did the same teaching. She came forward to be prayed. And then it did not happen. But he said, it's okay. Just go, it will happen. Then I went, I work, and then I came back some time later. Same thing, pastor, I have a testimony. I said, what is it, what happened? He said, you know, after that time you prayed for me to speak in tongues. Yeah, some time later I was in the house, I was just worshipping God. And I was just praying. I just started speaking in tongues. I was alone. I said, yes, the prayer of God has not dusted me. So, when you are hungry, when you are thirsty, when the rivers of living water shall fill you, one of the things you will see about the disciples, they were not just filled once with the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us time and time again, the believers were together, they prayed, and the ground where they was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. That means you can continually be being filled and being filled again. And every time when you are hungry, God will give you a fresh filling. And you will find that even new tongues are released in your life. Because you have said he is a river that will never run dry. I don't know what you have heard today, but I want to assure you that God is able. He says he is able to fill whoever is hungry. Whoever is thirsty is able to receive. And if you are hungry and thirsty today, I want us to take a moment and we're going to pray. And I know that God is going to fill us today.